The last thing I want to ask you about is the issue of bevacizumab plus trastuzumab. Where are we right now in terms of clinical research data on that question, and where do you think that's heading?
The phase one study is complete. It was presented last year at San Antonio, and we've incorporated the data into a manuscript, which is in preparation to be submitted by a postdoc from UCLA. And so right now we're in the midst of the phase two component of that clinical trial. It's accruing well. We're up to nearly 30 patients out of the 50 planned in phase two, and it'll probably be wrapped up by the middle of this year, and we'll have efficacy data from the phase two cohort. We're following the safety data very closely in this Herceptin Avastin trial. In particular, we're really focused on cardiac safety, and there's a very, very stringent cardiac safety schedule built into the study design, and we're following that very intensely.
I know I had heard that, you know, when we talk about the next generation of clinical trials with trastuzumab, with HER2-positive patients, you were talking before about the fact that we didn't know that actually we were overpowered, but now we've got to have a real issue of how many patients are we going to need to show a benefit over just chemotherapy and trastuzumab alone. I had heard that the NSABP had talked to you guys and was interested in this concept of bevacizumab and trastuzumab. Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it will, but it all hinges on the pilot adjuvant bevacizumab trial that's underway now through ECOG, and so we're anxiously awaiting the safety analysis of that trial. Of course, the primary endpoint for that study is, in fact, cardiac safety.
Now, that's not necessarily HER2-positive, or is it?
No, it's not. But
just in terms of the safety issue.
The safety.
And that's bevacizumab alone.
Right.
With chemo.
With anthracycline-based chemo. So, you know, adjuvant bevacizumab really hinges on demonstration of safety because, after all, these are patients, many of whom who are going to be cured of their disease, and so clinicians are going to be loath to put patients through anything that might increase their risks of complications substantially. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what that data set looks like and see what our phase two metastatic bevacizumab trastuzumab combination looks like before we can design the next adjuvant that might incorporate both. And I just want to add to Neil that, you know, really practicing clinicians should probably wait on the sidelines to see these safety data sets before embarking on any of these combinations on their own. There is a really serious concern for safety with these types of combinations, and clinicians shouldn't do anything off protocol in the absence of the phase two data.